Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Paint Everywhere. I know it's been a long time since I have done one of these. Oh, by the way, I am recording this podcast from the patio of the outside of my house because it's way too nice to be sitting inside today. So if you're hearing birds or some wind noise, that's why you're hearing that. And you know, I'm just not going to sit in a podcast booth. For one, I don't really have one. I have a makeshift one in my basement, but I'm not going to sacrifice, you know, my day off sitting inside. So I just wanted to jump on and do another one because it's been so long. But what are you going to do, man? Life is busy. You know, I have kids and I have a full-time job and I'm painting as much as I can, and I love doing it too. So, you know, it's a juggle, and I know I'm not alone, you know, and that's the thing, you know, you can come, you know, and it sounds like you're complaining when you talk about how busy you are, but it's just a fact of life, you know, and some things fall by the wayside, and this is one of the things that fell by the wayside. And I'm going to keep this one simple too. You know, I think, and if anyone's done podcasts or if you've watched podcasts, especially, you know, if you're listening to this one, you're obviously just listening to the audio version of it. But a lot of times, you know, I post these on YouTube and then I have visuals to go along with it too. And that takes time because then you have to edit in the visuals and, you know, I'm not going to do that this time. So I'm just going to ramble and talk about some things that I hope that you find interesting, that I kind of have on my mind, after I've been painting for a little over 2 years now. I celebrated my 2 year anniversary in June of selling my first painting. So it was really cool. You know, that I've been, painting for 2 years, you know, on a part-time basis. So much has happened, but I'm going to, you know, I'll talk a little bit about that. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to jump into and talk about is my story. And I think, you know, people ask a lot, you know, how did you get started in doing this? And I almost feel like I've been telling the wrong story. You know, I've been doing some thinking about this and, you know, I maybe the wrong story isn't the right word, but it's something when you do some soul searching on why you do what you do, things can come up. So, you know, I started painting in the spring of 2023, and I'll tell you the story that I tell people, and then I'll tell you the real story of why I started painting. That I think that I've kind of discovered recently, you know, when I paint, I don't, you know, really think about, you know, the greatest thing in the world about, for me, about painting is, you know, I don't, you know, I listen to music, but I'm not thinking about, you know, the past, or I'm not thinking about the present, you know, I'm not thinking about the future or the past. I'm just kind of in the moment, you know, and I'm there with my thoughts, and it's really, really cool. But I think this is one of the things that I think about. I think about things when I'm painting. I think about why I'm painting and thinking about what, you know, why I'm doing this, what my motivations are. But, so this is kind of where I kind of came to my epiphany of, you know, you think a lot about why you're doing what you're doing, whether you're working in a 40-hour a week job, you know, as an accountant or as a lawyer or a surgeon or a construction worker. You know, you think about what is this all about? So, you know, I started, you know, painting, like I said, and it was spring break of 2023, and I have two daughters, and they're teenagers now, and they were almost teenagers then. And, you know, we have a blank cinder block basement wall. We had our basement is unfinished, and about 5 years ago, the walls were starting to cave in because it's a kind of a long, drawn-out story, and I'll make it very quick, but we have clay is our soil around our house, and a lot of the homes where I live are the same situation. So the soil starts to cave in around the house, and you have to have the basement supported by beams. So we had to have the sides of the basement dug out around the outside of the house, and they had to support all the walls with these beams. It was this big, long, very, very expensive process. We moved into our house, 15 years ago, and we wanted a new kitchen, but we didn't get a kitchen, but we got beams in our basement. So that was fantastic. But ever since then, we've had these steel beams in our basement, and it's been unfinished, and we've had nothing down there, but we've finally painted the basement walls just plain old white. And my kids were like, there's nothing on the walls. It's very barren, and we need to put something on the wall. Excuse me while I take a sip of water. But anyway, we painted our basement white, and my kids are like, we need to paint the basement, or we need to hang some art on the wall. Now, I did some abstract painting, years ago, some 20 years ago, just because it's something that's just kind of, I guess, always festered inside me, this desire to want to paint. And I did it, and that was kind of at the beginning of my photojournalism career, which is what I still do now. I'm a full-time photojournalist at a local newspaper in Milwaukee. Well, it's not really a small local newspaper. It's the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But that was kind of at the beginning of my career, like 20 years ago or 25 years ago. And, I started really getting into, honing in on my skill as being a photojournalist. And I started getting into doing video journalism, and, the painting only lasted probably about, six months, maybe a year. And I kind of just, I put it by the wayside, and I got way more into doing stuff with photojournalism with my career. So I just got into that. The painting fell to the wayside. I, stopped doing that, but I still had I had some canvases. I had this makeshift easel that I put together that was still in my basement. I had paint. So my daughters are like, you still have all this paint and this canvases, these canvases and an easel. And, why don't you paint some paintings for the basement wall that we have unfinished and barren? And so I did. And I said, well, why don't we all paint something for the wall? Why don't we all paint a little painting, and we can decorate the white, bare, boring basement wall. So we painted these paintings, and something in me, a light turned on, and I thought, this is really cool. I really enjoy, I remembered how much I enjoyed painting, and I just did this little abstract, tree painting thing. And it was a 4x4, just a little tiny canvas, a 4x4. And my two daughters did something. Actually, my older daughter did a digital thing, and we printed it on canvas, and it was really cool. But, like I said, a light went on, and I was like, okay, this is really cool. I remember doing this. I want to do it again. And I got, a bigger canvas and painted another one. And then I had always wanted to do, a larger canvas, like a great big 4x5 or 4 feet by 5 foot or 48x60 inch canvas. But, something inside of me had always, I was always, you have voices in your head that tell you things that are not real, like you can't do those big canvases. Those are for professionals. They're too expensive. You're not there yet. I didn't even really, ever consider it or look into it, but I had a friend of mine, his name's John, and, he sent me a text, and he said, hey, these big, huge canvases are on sale at Michael's for, normally they're $100, everything's always on sale at Michael's, they were 2 for $100. So they're $50 each. So I went, and I just said, screw it, man. I'm going to go and get a couple of these canvases and get some paint and just go to town. And I did. And it was fantastic. I had this huge, big surface to just let my, you know, imagination run wild and let my creativity go. And it was great. And I loved it. And I painted, you know, this one great big painting. And that was, you know, so, you know, we painted our basement on, you know, spring break in March of 2023. And I, before I did that great big canvas, I painted a whole bunch of, you know, medium, smaller size, and kind of got bigger and bigger until I got that great big one. But, you know, by June, you know, I was painting on, you know, I bought that great big canvas and painted it. And then I really liked it. It looked really cool. And it was just an abstract, you know, colorful yellow and blue and red. And it really didn't, you know, it wasn't representative of anything. It was just me and my, you know, creativity on a canvas. You know, I always kind of say that I feel like when I'm painting, the paint, you know, is in charge. It really does what it wants to do. I have a great respect for paint. I know this sounds esoterical, but I have a great respect for it. I have no control. I mean, I do have, you know, I shouldn't say I have no control. I can control a little bit, but I know when the paint is telling me, hey, dude, what are you doing? You know, you're not in charge here. So I don't feel like I'm in charge over the paint. I have a gratitude for the paint, for letting me be able to make the things I'm able to make with it, if that makes any sense at all. So I feel grateful that it's allowing me to use it in a way to create beautiful things. So when I was done with this painting, I was like, this looks pretty cool. You know, it was a great 4-foot by 5-foot painting, you know, and I stood back and I looked at it. I'm like, you know, I'm going to post this on Facebook Marketplace and just see if anyone will buy it. And I, you know, I did my very crude, you know, I didn't have any idea, you know, like how to price it or whatever. And I just thought, you know, I calculated my time. And then, you know, I've done, you know, as a photographer, I've done freelance stuff and kind of figured, okay, if I do a day rate or something like that. And, you know, I mean, this painting, you know, it took me several days to do it. And that's another thing too. So I, you know, when I paint, you know, it's down in my basement. And it's not like I go down there for 6 hours and paint for 6 hours at a time. You know, I have kids and a family and a full-time job. And sometimes if I go and throw a load of laundry down in the laundry, I'll paint for 10 minutes. And it's acrylic paint, you know, so I can paint for a few minutes, wash it up, and then get back at it later on. And I can clean it up pretty quickly. I don't know enough about oils. I just know that I've tried them a couple of times and it takes a lot longer to clean up. And I don't really have enough knowledge of the intricacies of oil painting to, I just know it took a lot longer to clean up than it did acrylic paint. So I just stuck with acrylic cause I can clean it up quicker. I can paint for 5 minutes and, you know, while my wife's making dinner or, you know, while the clothes are in the dryer, and then I can clean up and run upstairs and take care of something. So anyway, this was an acrylic painting. I put it on Facebook and I calculated my time, how long it took. And I just said, okay, $1,500. I'm going to see if I can sell it. And, you know, a day later, somebody was like, I like it. I will come and take a look at it. And a guy came over, a nice guy and his wife and his adorable little daughter came over and take a look at it. And they said, we'll take it. And, you know, it was too big for their car. So I brought it over to his house the next day. And, you know, I don't know what I was expecting. I thought, you know, this great big painting for this much money, it's going to be some, you know, rich, you know, guy with, you know, a big fancy car, and he's going to have a huge house with a huge big wall. And it was not like that at all. I mean, I brought it over to their house. They had a modest sized Cape Cod, but a wall that was big enough to put a 4-foot by 5-foot painting, and it looked beautiful. And it was really cool. So I just kind of kept going. And you know, I think when I tell my story, you know, that's kind of where it starts. And I tell people, you know, well, my kids wanted me to paint something for the wall, and that's kind of where it started. And I don't know if, you know, that while that is part of my story, I don't really know if that's why I started painting. I mean, that's part of why I started painting. But, you know, when I started this podcast, I thought, you know, I said that, you know, I think I've been telling the wrong story, because I feel like, you know, like when I started painting 20 years ago, like I said, it was just something in me that was festering. And when I stopped painting, it's not like the desire to keep doing abstract painting went away. It was still in me. It was still festering. And I knew that, because it just, every time I would go and I would look at art and I would look at abstract art and I would see it on the wall, it was driving me crazy, because I would look at it and I would look at the art and I would not, the thing is, and I don't want you to be confused. I wouldn't look at it. I don't look at other people's abstract art, and I wouldn't look at it, and I wouldn't say to myself, I could do that. You know, I don't say, oh, I could do that. I would just say, I need to do that. You know, that was something I was just saying, I need to start doing that, you know? And it just went on and on, you know, like, and so I'm a daily photographer. I go out every day, I take photographs, and I was finding myself too, you know, I would take a photograph, you know, of, you know, I'd go to a press conference and take a picture of, you know, the mayor speaking. And, you know, before I would take pictures, you know, I'd get an accidental photo of my foot, you know, and I would come back from my assignment and I would look at that photo of the blurry picture of my foot, and I would start cropping it, or, you know, toning it and turning it into a piece of abstract art, you know. And I would, you know, say, okay, I got to get back to what I was doing, to my regular assignment, you know. And it was just, I would, you know, and I would, on my own time, I would go and take just crazy different abstract photos. So the art side of me was just, it was in there, and it needed to come out, and it needed to be there, and it needed to come out sooner rather than later. So it was just, and I think what was stopping me and was doubt, and it was fear too. You know, I didn't think, you know, I'm a photographer. I'm not an artist. I'm not an abstract artist. I'm not a painter. You know, stay in my lane. And, you know, when I started posting, you know, when I decided to post the photos of my art, that was really scary too. You know, I didn't, you know, when people, I've always posted photographs, you know, me, pictures of, you know, news events, or I do a lot of nature photography too, you know, moon rises and sunsets, and, you know, people are used to seeing that from me. And when I, what are people going to say when all of a sudden I start posting photos of abstract paintings that I've done? You know, are they going to say, what are you doing, dude? You're not a abstract artist. You're a photographer. Don't do other things. You know, all these doubts and all these, you know, voices in my heads were telling me not to do it. But that's all they were. They were just voices in my heads, in my head. I only have one head, telling me not to do something. And, you know, I think you have doubts like that all the time when you're trying something new. And to be honest with you, it gets a lot easier with age, I think, you know, for me especially, because you start to really not care what people think anymore. For me, the older I get, you know, you start to realize that, you know, I'm 53 years old, and I'm like on the backside of my life, and life is really, really short, you know, and you only get one chance at this, and you got to try and do different things, or life is going to run out and you're going to be wishing you woulda, shoulda, coulda, you know, or it's going to be too late. So, you know, I started realizing that, and I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go for it. And the other aspect of this, of my story too, is, a little bit you know, so this, I started doing the abstract painting in 2023, and around 2019, I worked in a building. The Journal Sentinel was in an old press building. It was really cool. It was an old newsroom. The building was an old newspaper, and they had a press room where they had an old press. And they tore out the press, and the walls were just filled with old ink. And it was so cool. And I would go down there with my camera at night after I was done with my shift. And I would just wander around and take abstract photos of the ink on the wall. And, you know, I would just do it for me just because I thought it looked really cool. And I think that was kind of the gateway to my abstract painting, because these photos of this ink splattered on the wall, they look a lot like my abstract paintings, you know? So even then it was the entryway into my abstract painting part of my life. So I guess when I tell my story, I leave that part out of it. I tell the part about, you know, starting in my basement and, you know, my kids encouraging me, which is a huge part of it. But I forget about the part, and I don't really tell the part about, you know, the fear that went into me, you know, posting images of paintings and wondering what people are going to think, but really not caring, you know, because if you wait, and, you know, there's never going to be a perfect time or perfect moment, you know, to just say, you know, what the F, and just go for it. You know, you have a lot of things sometimes that are in you that you think, you know, I want to try this, you know, I want to go for it and just see what happens. You know, I did that with, I've wanted to do improv comedy forever. You know, I would watch Saturday Night Live as a kid, and I thought I would love to get up there on a stage and just try to do improv comedy. And I finally did it. You know, I tried it. I went and did, it was with a comedy group here in Milwaukee, and I did it, and it just was not my thing. You know, I'm not a good listener. And that's what improv is all about. It's all about listening. And it just, you know, is one of those things that just didn't work. So sometimes things work, sometimes they don't, but you don't know until you try. So, I guess I just wanted to get on here and maybe fill in some of the void that has been going on, between my last podcast, which I don't even know how long it's been. And it doesn't matter, because I'm just going forward. I'm not looking back. And just kind of reintroduce myself to you. If you're just stumbling onto this podcast, I do have a website. It's mikedesisti.com. It's very easy to remember. If you can see my name anywhere around this podcast somewhere, I'll put a link in the show notes. That'll be easy to find. Check out my work. But I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and go out and try something new if you've been afraid to do it, because, you know, who the hell cares? Nobody cares. Nobody really cares what anyone thinks. You know, you only get one shot at this, so go for it. All right, thank you. Bye.